And so we came to Rome. What? That is it? That is all the Bible tells us about Paul arriving in Rome? The promise that took over 2 years, fulfilled in AD 61, finally happens. God is faithful. Paul arrives in Rome. And so we came to Rome is all we get. How was Paul feeling? What was he thinking? What do you do when God's faithfulness rings true again in your life? Do you, do I, take the time to stop and recognize God's faithfulness? Do we thank the Lord for how he has provided a roof over our heads, a bed to sleep in, ability to pay our bills and taxes, food to eat, etc.? Or the sister in Christ that helped you clean out your spouse's closet when he died, the meal that was cooked and provided to you when you had surgery? We need to be intentional in taking the time to recognize God's faithfulness and thank him. I need to grow in this area. First, I do document how God has moved in my life, how he has provided. I write it down, and I also speak out loud gratefulness to the Lord, often recounting to others what he has done. Secondly, I write thank you notes, the old-fashioned way. Not a quick text or email. I take out pretty stationery and a nice pen. I write a thank you note, specific, detailed, and full of gratefulness. God is faithful. I know it brings such joy to his ears when he hears us recognizing him and those he has used for his faithfulness to us.